God is good, and all the time. Well, it looks like vacations are going on or something. I don't know. Hey, guys, good to see you. Is everybody awake this morning? No, why not? Huh? Didn't you go to bed at like 8 o'clock last night? You didn't? Oh, you can't fall asleep that early. Well, it is great to see each and every one of you. My name is Eric Dirks, and I'm one of the pastors here, and we welcome you this morning. We thank you so much for being here to worship with us, to celebrate with our youth. We have a lot of youth that are gone as well with family stuff and other things, camps and such, so we appreciate these being here so that we can have a great showing this morning. They have a great video package letting you know their experiences on their mission trip. I guess it's been, what, 3 weeks ago now? Can you believe it's been 3 weeks, guys? So if you would open up your bulletin with me, I'm not going to go through the announcements, but please make sure you pay attention to those announcements this morning. Also, on this was Vacation Bible School, VBS, and I'm really excited to see Deanna's presentation this morning as well. Both of the things that are happening today, the youth and the children, I'm telling you, this is only because these things can only happen because of your support, whether it's financial, whether it's you give food like to the youth and the children as well, you give your time, your talents. So none of these things that you're going to see today could happen without your willingness to support these two ministries. And I tell you what, both of these ministries are great ministries, and I'm excited about their accomplishments that they will show you today. So anyway, make sure the third page of your bulletin is, it actually tears out. It's called a connection card, is what we like to call it. If you would fill that out, put your name, address, telephone number on there. If you're visiting with us today, we especially invite you to fill this out so that we know that you're here, so that we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us today. Also, notice the study guide that I like to call Cliff Notes, since Cliff creates those. You can take these home, keep them with your prayers that are Justin will talk about later on in the service, and keep those, what I like to call, by your prayer chair, so that you have names to lift up in your prayers, as well as a short devotion to focus your day on God and all that is important in that regard. So are you ready for a wonderful worship service this morning? Excellent, excellent. I'm excited. It seems like it has been forever since I've been able to worship with you, and we are glad to be back and home for the summer. So praise God for that. Let us open our worship service with prayer this morning. Let's pray. Holy God, we do celebrate all that you do for us. We thank you so much, Lord, for those things that you Well, those things that you provide us with that allow us to expand your kingdom, that allow us to expand our knowledge of you. We give you praise, God, for this church and all that it has to offer that celebrates you, Lord. Today, as we gather together in your name, we gather, Lord, to focus our entire being upon you. To focus our life, our spirit, our bodies, our minds upon you, God, the one who created us, the one who redeemed us, the one who sustains us. Fill us, God. May your Holy Spirit anoint this place with your Holy Spirit, God. We just ask for your healing. With your Holy Spirit, Lord, we ask for your empowerment. With your Holy Spirit, God, we ask for all the things that we need to expand your kingdom in this community and around the world. May all that's evil and all those negative thoughts that we have, may they run scared from this place because of your presence. We love you, Lord. Make us one with each other and one with you. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Let us stand, if you are able, and turn to number 333. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing.
I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing. And obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna shout when the Spirit says pray. I'm gonna pray when the Spirit says pray. I'm gonna pray when the Spirit says pray. And obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna moan when the Spirit says moan. I'm gonna moan when the Spirit says moan. And obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna shout when the Spirit says shout. I'm gonna shout when the Spirit says shout. I'm gonna shout when the Spirit says shout.
Seated.
Where's all the kids? Working? Can you hear me? Are you sure? Really? All right. Well, this is my first time here, so you guys are going to have to deal with me, okay? And I want to see everybody. Everybody come closer, right up front where I can see you. You too, little girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how you guys doing today?
Good.
You doing good too? I'd imagine so, huh?
That's
your brother? Awesome.
He's
three. Cool. All right.
And I'm five.
Well, that is awesome. Duh. Okay. So, I want to know something. You guys are going to listen real close today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want to look silly up here. I'm going to read a little verse for you guys, okay? It's super short, so you guys got to pay real good attention, okay? It's Psalm 34:8. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Can anybody say that for me? Everybody say it, actually. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Anybody know what that means?
No.
Anybody know what the Lord tastes like?
What?
Awesomeness? No. Okay, I think what he's really trying to say here is all this good stuff that you guys see and you guys get, it's just great, right? It tastes like the best candy, the best anything ever. Like your best favorite, your favorite ice cream.
My favorite ice cream is grape.
Grape ice cream. I've never had that. Huh. Wow. Okay, but, okay.
My favorite ice cream is strawberry.
Awesome. Okay, you want to know what I think God's trying to say of this?
Yeah.
Okay, you sure? Everybody wants to know? You guys don't look like you're listening to me very good. Oh, she might not want to, but she'll listen anyways. Okay, but can I talk? Can I talk, please? Awesome. Okay, all this good stuff that tastes so awesome and all that stuff and all the good stuff in your lives, it comes from God. You guys know that? Okay, well, did you know that it comes from God because He loves us regardless of what we do, and then we show when we show God we love Him, that makes Him super happy, right?
Yeah.
Right? And He blesses us with things. You know, Mike, you guys know Trey, my kid, my little boy with the mohawk? God blessed me with him and my little baby girl and my beautiful wife. And he shows me love because I love him. And he's going to show me love regardless. We'll put it that way. But he's awesome. And I really want to know just what kind of things are you happy that God gave you?
I like that my new Bakugan toys.
Yeah.
My Toy Story toy, my Woody and Buzz toy, and my Kyoto toy, and my Randoms toy.
Awesome. Okay, but you know, this verse right here is to remind us kind of that all that good stuff comes from God. And it's always because. Really? I mean.
Hey, I got me in jump statue.
That is great.
Yeah, I mean jump.
Okay. Well, pretty much, I just lost everything Kevin? I had thinking. Kevin, Justin, help me.
Did you pay him to say all that?
I guess so.
Did you bribe him with that whole bag?
Well, I thought Trey wasn't here this week, so I would know.
Yeah, you got to bribe somebody, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, God loves you. God gives you everything, and God is just so awesome. And now, hold on, can I please talk? Awesome. Okay, everybody understand that? Everybody understand that God loves them? Everybody understand that? When we say taste and see, it means if you bring the Lord into your life, that it gives you everything. Everything. It gives you your very breath so you can breathe. Okay. Well, I'm just about done. So let's go ahead and anybody want to pray with me?
Yeah.
Come on. Everybody bow your heads, okay? Dear Lord, you are awesome. And I just thank you so much for the gifts in my life that you've given us and for bringing these awesome children here, Lord. If it wasn't for you, we would be lost. And we praise you and we thank you for everything you've ever given us. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Say it loud. Amen.
Amen.
Joys and concerns. Be in prayer. I don't know if any of you noticed this, but with VBS, we've collected a lot of food. And many of you might not be able to see that because some of that's hidden away, but they had me stand behind it Friday afternoon to measure up to my chin, and if it were stacked more neatly, it would definitely be taller than me, maybe even taller than you. So that might be saying a little bit more about how much food we got. But that's a big. Well, you know, I'm saying height, so don't be so sensitive about it before I get there. But that we're definitely grateful for that. All that food is going to the warm house that we brought in from VBS. Also, in your prayers, if you would keep the Boy Scouts in your prayers as they're at camp this week. And I don't know if anybody's been outside recently, but it's not exactly just easy to get along outside for like 10 minutes. You know, you begin to just sweat yourself to death. And these guys are out that in that pretty much all day, every day. So keep them in your prayers as they're doing that. Yeah, and the adults too. And also, if you would keep Mike Murray and his family in your prayers. His mother, Elaine Albertus, passed away just yesterday, I believe, and we don't have any details for the services on that just yet. So keep them in your prayers. And also, if you would, check out your bulletin on the very back. We've got a bunch of names of people to keep in your prayers, people who are in assisted living homes, nursing homes, and also remember to keep those in the armed forces in your prayers as well. Let's pray. God, we give you praise. We give you thanks. God, we honor you with our mouths. We honor you with our hearts, and we thank you for this trip that we're about to hear about. We thank you for the youth and the adults that embarked on this journey to Colorado. God, we thank you that the funds are available to do that, that we were able to get this bus to do that, and God, the way that you worked everything out for your glory in that. God, we thank you for VBS and all the kids that came through here this past week, and all the kids that will that have latched on to the sweet things of you. God, we continue to pray that they find a way to find their way here, and so that they can know more about you, so their families can know more about you. And God, we also just lift up these names mentioned. Be their shield, be their provider, be their protector. March ahead of them. Mark out their paths before them, God, and just look after them. And we say these things and ask these things in your name. Amen.
All right, our scripture for today is taken from Jeremiah. Now, if I were to ask you, where is Jeremiah in the Bible? Old or New Testament? Old Testament, that is right. So if you turn to, it's hard to tell where to turn. It's on 812 in my Bible. How about that? If you grab your pew Bible, or hopefully you brought your Bible to use this morning, Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. We will be reading verse 11. Verse 11. Once you find that, if you close the Bible on your finger and stand with me, and let's raise those Bibles high above our heads and let's say our Bible pledge this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. God tells Jeremiah, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Ignite.
Good morning. Yeah, you guys have to come up here with me. Yeah, oh yes. If you have a Spirit of the Sky shirt, you have to join us. Well, I am excited to have this opportunity for the youth to share with you their experience in Colorado. Now, obviously, we had a lot more youth than this and adults go, but folks, we got busy youth, and we have some at Boy Scout camp, we have some on vacations, other camps. Tyler Summers is at another camp. So whether I got texts all week saying, "I'm so sorry, I can't be there, we're doing this or I'm doing that." So they were disappointed that they couldn't be here to share with you all this morning. But they definitely went, and their pictures here on the front to prove that. So I just think it's important that you all who support us on this trip get to hear about who we served and what it meant to both the people we served and to us the servers. What an awesome opportunity that you all have given us, both adults and students, to truly be the hands and feet of Jesus in many different ways. You know, we're used to like hammering and sawing and hanging sheetrock, and this was a totally different experience in this forest restoration. And we kind of went into it not sure of what to expect and what it would be like, but we were amazed every day with just God's creation surrounding us and how awesome that was. And to protect that and to help preserve that was overwhelming and a really neat experience. And the kids are going to talk to a little bit about what we did each day. I'm going to start out, when we left, we made it to Hayes, Kansas. There's not a whole lot between here and Hayes, Kansas. So we were entertained with Pierce and his sunflower seeds, which you'll see a picture of, right, Pierce? There's a picture, Pierce. There is a picture. So anyway, you'll see the sunflower seeds. But no, it was a great trip in the new bus. It was just comfortable. It was awesome. So we stayed at Hayes United Methodist Church, and they had a gym, and so they were able just to, you know, shoot some hoops and hang out. And then I got up the next morning and worshiped with the people of Hayes United Methodist Church and went to Sunday school. And that was a really neat experience. And you'll see pictures of the church as well. It's a beautiful church. It was gorgeous. And then we made it on in the next day to Colorado and got settled for the night. Our first morning of work, we got to meet the gentleman and the one lady, Lisa, who trained us each week and told us every morning what we would be doing. And they went through all the safety rules and procedures and everything. And they were a part of CUSP. It's CUSP, the Coalition for the Upper South Platte. And these six individuals were responsible for how many acres? Do you guys remember?
A lot.
It was overwhelming. I couldn't believe it because I kept thinking, surely they've got more people that help them. But six who take care of all of this acreage, especially since the fire. And so anyway, the first day they took us to this gentleman's ranch. His name was Joe, and they split our big work camp into two groups, and we started out with the wood chipping. And so we went up the side of this mountain, and all of the wood that had been cut down, we picked up and took it to a chipper and tossed it in, and then we went and got more. And it was great at the beginning, but then when we cleared all that wood and we had to climb higher, whew, boy, was that tough, because the chipper didn't move. So... it would have been easy if the chipper would have followed us, but it didn't. So anyway, we were trekking up and down the mountainside, some of them faster than others. But it was beautiful, and it was neat to see progress. You know, all this wood and twigs and sticks and everything laying around, and it was neat to be able to see that all cleaned up. And then after lunch, we went down to a pond, and as we sat on the pond, our view was Pike's Peak. Not bad. Not bad working with that view. And we did willow cloning. And, of course, on the way there, we were like, what is willow cloning? What is it? What are we going to be doing? But they basically had cut willow branches, and they were laying in the pond. And we went and would get a bundle, and we would devegetize them, is what we said, right? So we had to take all the green stuff off. And then we cut them into about 18 inches long and bundled them into groups of 50, tied them really tight with twine, put them back at the edge of the pond, and then this fall, they're going to take those in a bundle and plant those along the creeks, and it helps with what? Come on.
Erosion control.
Very good. So it was neat because you're like, why are we cutting these into like twigs? It didn't make sense. But then later in the week, we got to see some that they had planted earlier and to see how it had grown, and it will really help with the erosion control. So that's what we did on Monday. And our theme was baggage, wasn't it, you guys?
Yeah.
Baggage. That sometimes in life we get weighed down with baggage, and
we had our rocks.
That's right. Oh, thank you, Tristan. I forgot about that. They gave us each a rock, and we had to cart that around all day, and that rock represented baggage that we have in our lives, and we were able to get rid of those rocks later in worship and leave that baggage at the altar. So it was a really neat day. So day two is Tristan. She's going to tell us about that.
Day two, we pulled noxious weeds.
Woo-hoo!
All I can say is I never want to see a weed again. There were three different types. There were two of them we had to dig up, and one we had to like cut the top because of the seeds. And my group kind of couldn't tell the difference.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I didn't have scissors.
Oh, okay.
I had a bag and a shovel.
Okay.
But we went across two sides of a hill, like a really big hill. It wasn't a mountain, but it was a really, really big hill. And there was a lot of weed pulling. It took before and after lunch. And during lunch break, I think the lady brought us some popsicles that we were helping. She brought us some popsicles. It was really nice. Yeah.
Why did we pull the weeds, though?
Because, I don't remember.
For what?
Yeah. Yeah, after the fire, the weeds are the first thing to come up, so we had to prevent the badness. I don't know.
Badness.
The baddest. I'm tired. I'm sorry. So I just came back from cheerleading camp. So.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Pierce?
On the third day, we kind of went back to doing the chipping and the willow redoing.
Cloning.
The willow cloning. Yeah. The only different part about the chipping is we had to go to like the top of the mountain. So we were a lot higher up in elevation. And it wasn't really as hard of work because there wasn't near as much up there. But I guess a lot more people were just getting dizzy from up there and stuff. And we just kind of did it a different way. Instead of having to go through the whole thing of everyone bringing up, we just made an assembly line and everyone kind of did that. And we finished that within about an hour, and kind of everyone just got to see the view up there, which you could see Pike's Peak from everything, and it was just a really awesome place up there. And then when we headed back down from the mountain, we went to willow cloning, and most of the willows were already cut into bundles, so a lot of people had to dig up and like cover the rest of the pond where they had the black paper, like, because it was a man-made pond and not all of it was covered. And when we took the bundles, we had to put them all together and make a bundle of, like, of each one had 50 of them, and we had to put 10 of each of those 50 things into a bundle. And they sunk those to make them, I guess, even better or something.
In the middle of the pond.
Yeah, they sunk those in the middle of the pond. And that wasn't very fun. Because we all kind of smelled like fish after that, and it was nasty. And after we were done working, we all got to kind of take a little trip, and we went to the Garden of the Gods. And that was a really cool place. It had all these like rock formations that were shaped from wind erosion and water erosion. And a lot of the people there were like rock climbing on them. And I guess we weren't supposed to do that, but we got to go climb around a lot of the littler ones, and they had this one rock that set up from the ground. It was, what was it called?
The balancing rock, is that what?
Yeah, the balancing rock that just had one point where it was on the ground, and like it just stood up there, and it was pretty cool. And we took a group picture there, and that was pretty much our day on Wednesday.
On day four, on day four, we had a little bit different experience. We went to a park, actually, I think, and they split us up into five groups, and number one group was the best, and they got to go on not the best. They're all equal.
Yeah, which group were you in?
Number one.
We went all the way to the top.
Okay. Well, number one went the farthest up the mountain. It went the farthest. And we worked on trail restoration, and we fixed all the trails because there was a lot of erosion and stuff, and people had been going off the trail, which actually damaged the area. And so we also pulled a lot of weeds there and then leveled all the trail. And then we also had to build small dams in several places to prevent more erosion. And it was a great view. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what the other groups did.
Well, we did the same thing, but just different parts of the trail.
Okay. Yeah. Covered a very large area that day.
How long was the hike that you guys took?
I know we went 2 miles out and 2 miles back, so. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, one thing I wanted to share that I thought was really neat was after every job we did, the cuss people would tell us exactly how long it would have taken them to get that job done. So like the chipping, what we did in one day would take them 5. And I thought that was pretty awesome that they shared that to the kids.
So the last day we were there, we went whitewater rafting, and we were on the Arkansas River, and,
he's just excited.
Okay, the Arkansas River, and that's the most commercially rafted river. So the water is snowmelt from Mount Princeton, which as you're going, you can just see it's like right up here, so it's pretty awesome. It's 42 degrees, so you really didn't want to fall in. We were going, that was supposed to be one of the safest ones in Colorado, right? Mm-hmm. But the water was up this year, so the class 3 rapids that we were expecting were class 4 now since the water was up. And so we're just going, it's 10 mile, and so the first 5 miles they told us would be like driving through Kansas, which I thought was pretty funny because there's like no major rapids. And so and then you hit this canyon. And once you hit the canyon, there's like 7 steps, I think they called it. And that was like my favorite rapid. And the 7 steps opened up you into the 7 doors, that's what it was. It opened you to the canyon. So once you hit the canyon, you started hitting all these class 3 and class 4. And so, and it kind of just hits you. You go around a corner, and then you're there. So, yeah, there was like one dead period during the whole time. And we were with Coach Morrow in our raft, and we told the guide that he was a Hall of Fame coach, so the whole time he was screaming out commands by football. So, like, when you're supposed to high side, he said, jump on the fumble. And so that was pretty awesome. That was one of my favorite parts. And, yeah, that's about it.
Was at the end. I don't know what that means, but yeah, our guide before, as we reached the end of Kansas, before we hit the rapids, he just said a really quick prayer over our raft and that we would be safe. And it was really an awesome experience. And he shared his testimony with us as we were going through Kansas. And it was just a really neat you know, you didn't have to worry about language. You didn't have to worry about inappropriate things. It was just it was a really cool company that did that. So if you ever go to Colorado rafting, we recommend highly Noah's Ark because that was just a really great company. So Well, oh yeah, after Noxious Weeds, we ate ice cream. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, and there was a little ice cream place, and they were blown away when 45 of us walked in. They were making that ice cream as fast as they could. But a couple other groups went too, and so we splurged and had ice cream at the end of that day. It was really cool. But, you know, there were so many people that made this trip possible. We had groups cooking to send food out to help us save money, and so we had a home-cooked meal in Hayes, Kansas, a taco spread. It was awesome. Breakfast was provided from folks from our church. The lunch fixings. You know, the fact that we were able to go and feed 45 people, you all did that. And we just, I don't know that we can really thank you enough for your support and for all that you do for us, not only for the mission trip, but year-round, quite honestly. They appreciate it. We appreciate it. We just couldn't do it without you. So we really do thank you for this opportunity. And then finally, I've got to thank my adults because I'm a little crazy. Youth directors are. And I love chaos and I love that. But sometimes these adults, when they step up, they're like, we can't believe we said yes to this. But, you know, again, there's no way that we could take 31 youth to Colorado without adults saying, hey, I'll go and live a week of chaos with you. And so our adults, our male adults, were Randy Morrow, Dennis Mizell, Gary Wasner, who is not here because he's fishing. Surprise, surprise. He's up in Minnesota with Pete and Sandy Graham. We had Terry Close. We had Mike Shockman. And we had Andrew Brashears. Those were our six male adults. And boy, they had those boys whipped into shape. Didn't they, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And our female sponsors were Dana Brockman, Laura Powers, Anna Vogt, which Anna wave. Anna's from Harrisonville, and it's kind of fun. I had a female sponsor that couldn't go at the last minute because of work, and I panicked. And so she said, oh, what about Anna? Well, Anna is from my home church in Harrisonville, and her parents were actually my youth directors. So it was just really awesome to have her, and I always say, they still let her go, even having me as a teenager. It's a miracle. So Anna was there, Courtney Brashears, and Holly Colton. Did I forget anybody? And then myself. So we had 12 awesome adults and 31 great kids, and we all came back safe and healthy, having had a great experience. So thank you again. And now you're going to get to see a slideshow of all the events that they just talked about. And so hopefully as you see the pictures, it'll kind of make sense after hearing what they said that we did. So if you guys, do you want to sit down so you guys can see it? And yeah, thank you. Are you guys ready? And Bradley went too, and he's hiding up in the booth, so.
Thank you.
Looks like you all had an amazing trip. I know this was a little bit different because always in the past, you have gone into homes and put up drywall and things like that, right? Painted homes. And so how was this experience compared to that experience? Anyone? Okay. Wasn't as hot or humid, right? I don't know if they pointed it out, but did you see the six men? I was going to say strange, wasn't it six? Or was it five? I was going to say strange men, but that could have been said for several photos. But six men that were up there that you may not have known were the CUSP fellows. And they were great, and the kids enjoyed getting to know them and everything. And but one thing that they missed this year was the relationship with those people that they build homes with and stuff, which was something they came up with on their own, which I think was awesome that they're realizing that aspect of missional work. But it was a great mission trip, and we're just happy we could be a part of it. And thank you guys so much. Let's give them another hand. Praise God. God worked through you in amazing ways, I'm sure. And of course, you got to bring that back now and let God work through you here in Warsaw. Amen? Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, as a song of invitation, let us stand if you are able and turn to Here I Am, Lord. Let's sing. It's number 593. Let's sing stanzas 1 and 3.
And sing, my hand will sing. I made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright, and will bear my light to them. What shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I? Set a feast for them, my hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Amen. Please be seated. Now we have another great presentation of a ministry that took place this week, and that is Deanna with the Vacation Bible School presentation. I'm really excited about this, Deanna.
I just want to say real quickly, over the week we had about 50 to 60 kids every day, and we had 50 volunteers throughout the week to help with VBS.
Wow.
And our theme this year was Shake It Up Cafe. It was all around cooking and food and God's recipe for our lives. Friday night we had our closing celebration, and they got to show off the things that they learned throughout the week.
Amen. At this time, if our ushers would come forward as we give of our tithes and offerings.
Give thanks to the grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You so much, God. We honor You. We acknowledge You in all things, God, in everything that we do. And God, just as we have heard these great reports and seen all these photos and these experiences that both our children and our youth have had, Lord, God, let us continue to give of our time, of our talents, and of our funds to You, God, to further Your kingdom so that Your kingdom would come down to earth and that it would spread, and so that people of Warsaw might know Your name and Your work. And we ask this in Your name. Amen.
Amen. Deanna, how many adults did you say were helping in that? 50 adults. We had 12 adults that went on the mission trip, folks. That is a way that you can give of your time and your talents in this church to change lives, to expand God's kingdom, and to show the world what being a Christian is all about. Also, the fact of us being able to hold Vacation Bible School in this facility and all the things that went into that, the food, the crafts, the everything that they used for their classrooms, for us to be able to send a youth group on a mission trip. That is how you give financially and allow God to work through you to support the ministries of this church. So I just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for the way that you support this church and the ministries therein so that we can do our best to expand God's kingdom in this world. So as you go from this place, know that you are a
child of God
and that you definitely, without a doubt, are not. Have that confidence when you go from this place. Have that confidence so that you can step out, maybe in a place that's uncomfortable for you, and expand God's kingdom in that place, in your world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may you experience God's shalom this week. Amen.